非常谢谢姊妹们给我们的献诗吧。
We really appreciate the song the sister just sang.
母亲节的时候是姊妹们唱的《才德的妇人》。
On Mother's Day, it was also a sister's choir singing of Wisdom Mom.
我以为今天父亲节是弟兄们会上来唱，结果一个都不来。
So I thought on Father's Day maybe we will have a brother's choir, but not so.
我想大家这首诗歌其实也是我心里面很想讲的话。
Actually, this song tells the message that I wanted to share.
我们每一个人都有地上的父亲。
We all have an earthly father.
但是地上的父亲没有一个人是完全的。
But none of the earthly fathers are perfect.
圣经上说，父亲是照着自己的意思来管教我们。
Because the Bible says our fathers train us according to their will.
所以你碰到好的父亲，要感谢神。
If you happen to have a good father, thank God.
但是也的确有很多人碰到的父亲并不是那么负责任，他酗酒，他贩毒，他做一些不该做的事。
But then maybe a lot of people they are very unfortunate. They have fathers who are irresponsible, alcoholic, and do bad things.
但是我们感谢神，我们信了耶稣，我们才发现。宇宙的神，这么伟大的主，居然是我的父亲。
But then after we become Christian, we realize that this great master of the universe becomes our father.
所以老约翰说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，让我们得以称为他的儿女。”
So Apostle John says, "How great is the Father's love for us that we can be called children of God?"
然后底下就说：“我们也真是他的儿女。”
And then he continues says, "Yes, indeed, we are his children."
被称为他的儿女，讲到我们的地位永远不改变。
Yes, we have this eternal identity that we are his children.
我们也真是他的儿女，说到我们的经历，我们在这里见证我们是蒙爱的一般人。
Yes, indeed, we are his children. According to our experiences, we feel we are beloved children.
让我们感谢神哈，每一年让我们有母亲节，有父亲节。让我们今年在地上爱我们的父母。
So we thank God for Mother's Day and Father's Day to remember our parents who loved us.
但是我们更希望我们能够在主的面前，能够照着圣经的教导，我们怎么样子做父亲，怎么样子做母亲，怎么样子做孩子。
We also want to learn how to be a good mom, a good dad, and a good child according to the Bible teaching.
我今天这篇信息的讲义我并没有另外写，因为我上次母亲节已经说我先讲前半。后半留到今天父亲节讲。
So today I do not have a new outline because on Mother's Day I've talked about the first part and today we'll continue the second part.
因为这两次都讲到在孩子的教养上，怎么样子让主居首位啊。
So these two messages was told us how in rearing children we will give God the first place.
当我们讲到这个题目的时候，它至少有三重的意思。
When we talk about this message, there are threefold meaning.
第一个讲到我们怎么样子帮助孩子们让主居首位。
First of all, how we can help our children so that God will have the first place.
让我们的孩子真正建立起他跟神的关系。
So that our children will establish a personal relationship with God.
神不是只是我爸爸妈妈的神，神是我的神，我要尊他为大。
God is not only the God of my parents, but I will also honor him as my God.
所以我前一阵子引用过大使命曾经出过的 data。说中国的孩子80%上的大学就否定他们的信仰。
I have shown you the statistics that about 80% of Chinese children after they gone up to college, they deny their faith.
那听说79%+美国的孩子也是18岁上大学以后就离开教会否定信仰。
And about more than 79% of American children after they have gone up to college, they deny their faith.
这个数字是很可怕的数字。
This number is scary.
就表示我们孩子们跟我们来教会，但是他没有建立跟神的关系。
Which means that our children come to church with us, but they do not have personal relationship with us.
他们只是被爸爸妈妈带到教会。回来，但是对神缺少第一手的认识，第一手的经历。
They are brought to church by their parents, but they lack the first-hand experience.
但是我很感谢神，前两天我们 Wisconsin 的曾经送出来一个资料，他说在我们教会长大的孩子到现在没有一个放弃他们的信仰。
But I'm so thankful that the youth counselor has given me data that.Children who grew up at our church, none of them, not even one, have denounced their faith.
可能我们会软弱，可能有时候我们会因为搬家不回来，在别的教会，但是没有一个离开信仰。这句话很安慰我们。
Yes, we may be weak, or we might have moved away, but not even one have denounced their
所以在教养孩子的事情上，让主居首位，第一件事情就是帮助我们的孩子能够越早越好建立起他跟神的关系。
So when we say that we want to give God the first place in raising children, the first thing is to build their personal relationship with God.
那第二件事情就是讲在教养孩子的这件事情，在我们怎么教养孩子的方法、态度上，我们能够让主居首位。
And how that we can give God the first place in our attitude and in our method of raising children.
啊，每一个人养孩子都有自己的一套。
We all have our own approach in raising children.
想想看，在我们人生的角色里面，有几个角色是最重要的哈？
What are the most important roles that we play in our lifetime?
啊，从孩子这一面就是当孩子。
For the children, yes, they're being children. That's the first thing.
从爸爸妈妈这边的角度来说，就是怎么当爸爸，怎么当妈妈。
And for parents, our concern is how to be mom and dad.
那还有另外一个非常重要的角色，就是怎么样子当丈夫，怎么样子当妻子。
And there's another important role: how to be a good husband and a good wife.
你就发现这些角色都是人生中最重要的角色 ，lifetime 的。
So these are very important lifetime roles that we play.
但是在这些角色上呢，你就发现。我们很少接受教导，很少接受训练。
Yet we discover that we are hardly trained for these roles and responsibilities.
Cathy, 如果要当 doctor 要几年
？Cathy, how many years we have to be trained to be a doctor?
4+4, 8 years. 那就你花了八年吗？好，你看要当个 doctor 要八年。然后变成人成这个样子。
So it takes 8 years of training to become like Dr. Huang.
然后再加上这么多的经验，变成我们的弟兄。
And plus many many years of experience, then we have Dr. Huang.
轻松，你拿个 PhD 的话，多少年 ？Much longer than that. 花这么多年，当个哈佛医院就腻了，然后上轻松这样子。
And it took Brother Steve many more years.To become a PhD in electrical.
好吧，那就算八年。有多少人当爸爸以前、当妈妈以前，花了八年的时间学怎么当爸爸、当妈妈
？So how many parents have taken training more than 8 years before they become parents?
所以你就发现，在最重要的角色上，我们反而忽略了认真去学习。
So we notice that we have neglected learning how to.Play the most important role.
然后我们一起的就是我们又不肯谦卑受教，每一个人有自己的一套。
What's even more amazing is that we're not even willing to be humble to learn.
你会说，有的时候没有啊，我去看书啊，我去上过 seminar， 我去参加过 training 啊。
And then you might object, say, "Brother, you know, I have read books, I've gone to seminars and trainings."
但是你会发现有那么多书，你是赞同的书来看，不赞同的书放一边去。
But then there are so many books, you only pick the ones you like and then reject the ones you don't like.
你还是照着你。自己认为对的方法来教孩子，是用这些书来帮助你，就是。
In a way, you're still teaching your children according to your own will. You just use these two books.
所以讲到在教养孩子上，让主居首位，就是回到这 original designer 和家庭的设计者这位伟大的神，他说怎么样子当爸爸，怎么样子当妈妈。
So when we say that we want to give God the first place in raising children, we have to go back to the original designer of families to learn how to be.Fathers, mothers, and children.
我们连修车子都需要找到真正懂车子的，是让他来帮我们修。
Even to fix a car, we need real mechanics.
我们学钢琴需要找到一个好的老师来教我的。
To learn to play piano, we want to find the best teachers for our children.
但是你想，有哪一个老师比我们的神更伟大、更好啊
？But then, is there any teacher that is greater and better?
所以很多的时候，我们在外面学了很多很多很多，然后吃了很多苦头，头破血流，然后才发现圣经上早就讲了。
So oftentimes that we think we have learned so many techniques and things, and until we suffer, then we realize that the Bible has already taught us.
就像小孩子一样，从小就觉得爸爸妈妈这个管太多，管太多，我们要这样子，我们要那样子。
Just like when we are growing up, we feel our parents they control too much, they mind our business.
等到自己在外面头破血流，吃了很多苦头的时候，才说，哎呀，爸爸妈妈当初讲的。真的是对的。
Then until we go out and suffer, then our parents were right.
等到将来钱付不出来，家里面生活很辛苦，什么东西都没有了，才想他当初没有好好认真读书啊。
Then when we are in financial troubles, we cannot pay our bills, then we regret that we did not study well.
等到跟那个人很快乐的进入婚姻的时候，才发现两个人不知道怎么相处，才知道没有好好在教会里面，生命被改变。
And then after we happily married and we suffer in marriage, then we regret that our lives were not transformed while we were serving the church.
那么第三件事情，讲到我们让在教养孩子上让主居首位的第三件事情。
The third thing about raising children.
就是讲到为神家养育我们的下一代。
We're raising our children next generation for God and for God's sake.
孩子是他的。
Our children belong to him. He should have the first place.
我们是他的管家，是神给我们的恩典，把孩子交在我们的手上。
We are but the stewards. It is God's grace that he has given us the children.
我们当然要特别爱自己的孩子，因为神放在我们的家中。
Yes, we need to especially love our children because God has placed them in our family.
但是我们不能占为己有，因为那是神的。
But then we cannot take possession because they do not belong to us.
我们不可以用自己的方法来塑造他，变成我要的孩子。
We should not require them or mold them according to my desires.
这种观念一般人绝对不会有的，世界上的人不会有这个观念。
People in the world will not have such concept.
但是神的儿女们需要这个样子。But
then God's children need to know this.
在100多年以前，在这个从 Memphis 这个开往New Orleans，沿着 Mississippi 开下来，有两条船，一起正好同时出发。But
then 100 years ago, there were two ships. They were sailing on Mississippi River from Memphis to New Orleans.
那时候都还是烧煤蒸汽船哈，这样子慢慢沿着 Mississippi 河往下开，他们带着货物要点缀。There
were two steamboats carrying cargoes to New Orleans.
结果在这两条船几乎同时开，然后并行往下走的时候。So
they took off about the same time they were sailing parallel.
所以两个船很靠近，然后两边船上的水手大概有一些不太愉快的谈话。
And then the two ships were very close to each other, and then the crewmen had some unpleasant conversations with each other.
后来就变成有点挑衅、挑战了，就开始要比赛了。
And gradually, there seems to be a conflict, and then they got into this competition.
所以你知道，他们原来带的煤是足够让他们可以开到纽欧联的。
So originally, they carry enough coal for them to reach.
但是因为开始比赛了，所以差很多哈。
They're trying to race, so they keep adding the coal.
所以有一条船到输另外一条，因为他们的煤快烧完。So
gradually, one steamship they lag behind from the other one.
所以有一个年轻的水手非常不服输哈，就是他就把这个货物有一些部分丢到那个火炉里面去。And
then crew member he wanted to speed up the ship so that he threw one cargo into the furnace.
发现果然也可以烧，船可以稍微快一点。
It seems that it will help the ship to go faster.
所以其他的水手就把东西都拿来开始往里面丢。
So other sailors started to throw the cargo into the furnace to speed up the deep.
后来他们赢了。
Eventually, they won the race.
他们把他们所有该送的财物都烧掉了。But
then they have burned up all the cargoes.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事告诉我们，在我们人生的路上。So
this story tells us that on our life journey,
很多时候有很多的事情发生，转移了我们的使命，转移了我们的注意力。Oftentimes,
many things happen to sidetrack our purpose and our mission.
它改变了我们生活的 priority， 我们的优先顺序。They
change our life priority.
明明神把孩子交给你，或是神把这个托付交给我们，是要把我们把它带到。 Destination 带到那个目标的。Maybe
God entrusts us with children and mission so that we can carry them through the destiny.
结果我们在路上受到这些刺激，哎呀，你们都是好学区，哎呀，你们都是开那个车，啊，我们就开始拼了。But
then we got sidetracked or so then we got into competition with the school districts or cars.
我们忘了神托付给我们的孩子。We
forgot about. Children that God entrusted.
我们忘了说，我们是要为神来养神家的孩子，结果我们变成这样自己的。
We forgot that we should raise our children for God instead of raising children for ourselves.
我们什么都要赢，都要赢，都要赢，都要赢别人。
So we want to win, and we want to win in every competition.
我们就是出人头地，一定要第一，一定要第一。So
we want our children to be the first place in everything.
在台湾有台湾很多的医生自己开业都赚很多钱，他们都不到医院去了。
So in Taiwan, a lot of doctors have their own clinics and they make a lot of money.
在台湾第一志愿就是除了台大电机就是台大医学院啊，就是要读医生的。
So in Taiwan, the most popular major in college. Number one is electrical engineering, and the second one is medicine.
有一个爸爸是医生，他就一直逼他的孩子逼，然后让他读台大医学院，来到美国再拿医学博士。
So a father, there was a father in Taiwan who's a doctor, and then he forces his son to go to Taida to study medicine, and afterwards come to America to study.
然后后来要把他的整个诊所交给他。
Because he wanted to pass down his own hospital and clinic to his son.
就在他们那样子欢乐庆祝儿子拿到博士学位玩的时候
，Well, they were celebrating the graduation of his son, and he finally got his PhD.
他就发现他的儿子自杀了。
And then he found out that his son committed suicide.
他儿子把他医学博士的证明放在他爸爸的桌上，他说：“这是你要的。”
He placed his graduation diploma on his father's desk and said, "This is what you want."
你从来不管我里面我的需要是什么。我到底应该我希望碰到的家庭生活或什么？他说：“你只是要这张文凭，现在你得到。”
You never cared about my needs or my wants. All you care is this diploma. Now you can have it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前被提醒，哈，不要被今天这个时代的潮流影响了我们人生，神对我们重要的托付。
So we have to be very watchful so that we will not let the trend of the world to affect our commission before God.
你这条船就像你第一名到了，你已经失去了你这条船开出来的目的。
Yes, your ship may reach the destination in the first place, but then you have lost the purpose and the goal of your ship.
你已经完全违背了人家托付给你的责任和使命。
You have already rejected and violated the responsibilities.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管是做丈夫、做妻子、做爸爸妈妈、做孩子，我们每一个人都有自己的角色。
Whether it's husband, wife, parents, or children, we all have our roles.
我们怎么样子在有限的人生里面，我们靠着主的恩典，照着圣经的教导，我们活出我们该有的角色。
So how in our the limited lifetime that with God's grace we can live out.And then we can fulfill this responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，这太重要了哈。
This is so important.
所以我们要回到圣经 ，according to God's way， 照着神的方法。
So we need to go back to the Bible according to God's way.
那我现在说过，我上半期是母亲节讲的，那一次讲到圣经里面对做父母的跟对做儿女们的分别都有要求。
So on Mother's Day, I have shared with you requirements from the Lord for parents and for children.
你发现圣经的教导都非常平衡的。
You will see that biblical teachings are always very balanced.
不光要求做妻子的要怎样说服她的丈夫。
It doesn't only require wives to submit to their husbands.
讲完以后就讲做丈夫的要怎样爱他们的妻子。
It also requires the husbands to love their wives.
讲到孩子们需要怎样凡事上孝顺他们的父母，顺从他的父母。
It tells the children to obey their parents in everything.
底下也讲到做父母亲的要怎样来养育他们的孩子。
It also teaches the parents how to raise up their children.
所以在儿女方面，最在乎的就是说，儿女的要听从父母，要孝敬父母。
For children, the most important thing is to obey and honor your parents.
他讲到这件事情，不光是神所喜悦的。
This is not only well pleasing to the Lord.
而且说到这是理所当然的。
It is also right.
你本来就应该这么做的。
This is what we should do.
而且这是第一条带着应许的诫命，神要。
And this is the first commandment with a promise. The Lord will greatly reward you.
我们没有时间多讲，我们就把经文念过一遍来复习，好不好
？So we'll just read through the scripture to review.
哥罗西书三章二十节。
Colossians chapter 3:20.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。然后以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。好，我们就简单复习到这啊。
So this is our review.
神对儿女们的要求。
This is God's requirement for children.
永远是要对父母凡事敬重他们。
Obey your parents in all things.
而且要孝敬他们。
And honor them.
你说我的爸爸妈妈不值得我孝敬，或是不值得我听从，因为他们常常都是不合理的要求。
You may say that my parents do not deserve my honor and obedience because oftentimes they are not reasonable.
好，当我们这样讲的时候，我们已经在违背神了。神就是叫你要凡事敬重。
But when we are saying this, we already offending God because God wants us to obey in all things.
要求是违背神，是违背道德。
Unless our parents' requirements are against God and immoral.
我们都要听他们。
then we have to obey them.
啊，所以这是圣经的讲法。
And this is the biblical teaching.
我也知道将来你们都可以找你们的boyfriend, girlfriend, 或是 future wife, future husband.
You know that in the future you will find your future wives or husbands or boyfriends and girlfriends.
啊，我不晓得你们理想的另外一半会是什么，你会选哪些
？I don't know if what are the criteria for looking for your ideal spouse.
可能你们都还很年轻，不太选。
Maybe you're too young. You haven't thought about it.
啊，我上次在英国，我跟你们讲过这个吃饭的时候，我对面坐了一些大学生。
While I was in England, I was having lunch with a group of college students.
有一个姊妹拿了一张纸，密密麻麻的，我以为她是写听我讲到的心得。
And a young sister came to me with a note full of writings. I thought it was her note.
后来我问她才晓得，原来是她的白马王子的条件。
Then I realized that's her list of criteria for her Prince Charming.
整个配置，整个纸张上写的密密麻麻。
So the list goes on and then on a full page.
而且分成三大栏啊，这个 must have, prefer to have, must not.
And the three categories: must have, prefer to have, and must not.
一定要有，希望有，和绝对不可以有的一些性格。
These are the characters that must have, are good to have, or must not have.
那这是他们说他们牧师教的。
And then she said, their pastors taught them this way.
但是我今天给你们有一个小小的建议。
But today I have a suggestion.
在 among 你这么多的这个这次这么长的 list。你们很短，只要是男的，是活的，是吧
？Maybe you don't have a long list. Maybe just a guy and he's alive.
在你这么长的 list 里面
，among your long list，
我会奉劝你加一个。
May I ask you to add one？
就是他孝不孝顺他的父母。
That he will honor and obey his parents.
虽然不是每一个孝顺父母的人都一定会是好丈夫、好妻子。
Not every child who obey and honor his parents will be good wife or husband.
但是一个不懂得孝顺父母的，他绝对不会是好丈夫，不会是好妻子。
But yet, if a person does not obey or honor his or her parents, he or she will not be a good spouse.
我不能说绝对不会哈，就是大部分都不会。
This is not absolute, but then pretty general.
啊，所以一个人懂得孝顺，不见得他会是好丈夫、好妻子。
Yes, an obedient child may not be a good wife or husband.
但是一个不懂得孝顺父母亲、不懂得顺服父母亲的孩子，基本上你的婚姻上是很大的危机。
But yet, a disobedient child will bring great crisis to his or her marriage.
记得，这个怎么讲 ？Uncle Yu 的话。
Please remember Uncle Yu's advice.
啊，所以你将来要带他来问他的时候，我会帮你看这个点。
So if in the future you bring him or her to me, then I will try to remind you this.
所以，这是对孩子的要求。
So this is requirement for children.
对父母的要求，我们一起来看。
Now let's look at
哥罗西书三章二十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 21。
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了智慧。然后以弗所书第六章第七节。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，在这里特别强调父亲的角色。
So this particularly emphasizes on the role of father.
一方面，父亲的角色非常重要，但是母亲的角色一样很重要。
Yes, father are important, so are mothers.
但是问题是在教养中，父亲比较容易忽略了他们的角色。
Yeah, while raising children, fathers oftentimes neglect their responsibilities.
因为他们认为说我的责任是养家。
Because they often think that their responsibility is to make money for the family.
我要去赚钱，让家可以活。我要保护这个家不受到伤害。
I want to make money so that I can provide for the family, and I will protect the family from any harm.
所以几乎从古以来，不管是中国西方社会，男人都比较向外，比较忽略了家里面。
So throughout the history, whether it's the Chinese or Western world, usually fathers are working outside.
但是神在这里特别提醒做父亲的。
But here, God especially reminds fathers.
啊，这个而且特别讲到不要惹儿女的气。
Especially says, do not provoke your children.
啊，不是说这个孩子只要生气就是爸爸妈妈的错啊，这个千万不要乱读圣经。
The Bible is not saying that if any child gets angry, it's the parents' fault.
所以同样的，孩子们不要觉得爸爸对我的要求是不是好爸爸。
Then children, please do not think that your father make you angry, so he is not a good father.
这里说到的 provoke 是讲到我们非常不合理的要求跟对待，让他被激怒。
So this provoking is like a very irresponsible and unreasonable treatment.
讲到父亲在血气的里面，哈，这样随即这样发泄在这里，愤怒临到他的孩子，让孩子们觉得受伤不合理。
So maybe the father would let out his wrath or anger of the flesh in a very unreasonable way to provoke the children.
所以这是我们父亲们要在主的面前要。
So fathers need to be watchful in this regard.
然后要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
所以当爸妈的不要只有养，要记得要育。
So parents, please remember not just to raise up their children, but also to discipline them.
这个中国字真好哈，我们中国人太重养不重育。
Because oftentimes the Chinese parents we care about raising them up, but not educating or training them.
如果我们真管教的时候，我们只有管还是教。
But then when we actually discipline them, we just discipline, but we don't educate them.
然后很多的时候，我们的养育跟管教都不是照着主的教训和警戒。
Sometimes we do not raise them or train them according to the Lord.
我们都还是照着世上的标准。
We do it according to the standard of the world.
所以我曾经跟你们讲过，我自己小的时候生长在那个眷村里面，有一次听到一个孩子的那个被妈妈打的哭声，几乎整个眷村都听得到。
I shared with you before when I was a little boy and in the village that I lived in, once a child was being disciplined by the mom and then he rushed out the house and then the whole entire village can hear his cry.
因为那个学校模拟考试，准备考试考中学的考试，满分600分，他的孩子考到595分。
Because during the practice test before the entrance exam, out of 600 points, her child got 595.
他不看他孩子考到595分是多么不容易，他只看他没有得到的那个五分。
She did not think how difficult it would be to get 595, but she only focused on the 5 missing points.
这个孩子到了高中的时候，变成非常有名的一个流氓跟太保，在马路上带着人到处打架。
So when this child became a high school teenager, he joined a gangster and picked street fights all over the place.
这个妈妈就像我刚才讲的那两艘船在比赛一样。
So that mom is just like the two steamboats that were racing.
她用太多别的东西来取代了她最重要的使命和责任，是照着主的教训和警戒爱孩子。
She got sidetracked with a lot of things. She neglected her most important mission is to train, bring them and train them according to
the Lord.
So today I'm going to share with you three important principles in practice.
第一件事情讲到相爱。
First thing is to love one another.
这不是光只是夫妻之间需要相爱。
Not only that, husbands and wives need to love one another.
父母亲跟孩子之间最重要的关键就是爱。
So between parents and children, the most important thing is love.
但是我们不要认为说我知道我是爱他，然后我们不在乎怎么表达我们的爱。
Please don't justify saying that I know that I love them, but I just don't know how to express it.
我曾经鼓励过弟兄姊妹读一本书，叫做《Love Language》啊，爱的语言。有没有人读过这本书
？I've encouraged brothers and sisters to read the book Five Love Languages.
年轻孩子读过没关系的。
It's good if you have read the book too.
因为很多的时候，我们认为我是爱他。
Because oftentimes we feel that we are loving them.
但是却是鸡对鸭讲话，他听不懂。
But then it's like the language between chicken and dog. It's not communicated. It's not understood.
所以，当父母亲要表达对孩子的爱，当孩子们要表达对父母的爱的时候
，So when parents want to express their love to the children and children to their parents,
你们要能够照着对方的 love language， 他爱的语言，他能够听得懂的语言来表达我们的爱。
Try to express it in a love language that can be understood by the recipient.
但是这个是讲到表达。
This is about expression.
但是真正的关键是，到底我们里面是不是有真正的爱
？But the key point is that do we really have that love?
真实的爱一定有代价，真实的爱就一定需要舍弃的。
Real love will have a price, and then it costs self-denial.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前对孩子，到底我们对他的爱是真正为他好吗？还是我们希望只是希望？还要有一个很好的成就。
So when we say we love our children, do we really consider for their own good, or we just want them to have high achievement?
那孩子们，你们觉得爸爸妈妈爱你们，只有借着让你们玩 game、送你们礼物才是爱吗？还是他们管教就不是爱呢
？For children, Do you think only if your father and mother allow you to play games and that is love? If they train you or rebuke you, then that is not love.
我很喜欢前几年于师母曾经引用的一句话，叫做care enough to confront， 就是你当你爱到真正爱一个人的时候，你会勇于去面对需要该面对的。
I like what Sister Nancy shared before that we should care enough to confront.
所以当孩子不乖，当孩子偏离正路，当孩子没有照着圣经活的时候
，When our children have gone astray and they don't live according to the Bible，
我们有没有那个足够的爱，真正去帮助他从这个错误里面出来？还是我们只是想发泄我们的脾气
？Do we love them enough to help them to go back to the right track, or we just let out of our angers and frustration?
新竹我在这个三个小组里面跑了一趟，好了，在一个小组的里面，我跟大家交通。
Last Friday, I was sharing with one small group.
孩子绝对需要管。
Yes, we need to discipline our children.
不要那么紧张看着我哈，孩子绝对需要管。
Don't get so nervous. Yes, but we need to discipline our children.
但是爸爸妈妈在管教孩子的时候。
But when parents are disciplining children,
我们也需要合乎中道。
And we have to do it appropriately.
不可以管过头，但是也不可以管不够。
You cannot go over the board or not enough.
这个是真的是需要智慧，需要主的恩典。
That requires true wisdom and God's grace.
所以很多的父母亲不管累着累着，当错脾气发出来，那其实是最糟的办法。
Oftentimes, some parents would ignore it until they cannot stand it anymore, and then they discipline.And it causes a big trouble.
爱是在平常，我们就应该注意，就应该来执行。
If we love them, we should watch them in normal everyday life.
叶邦峰牧师来我们中间的时候，他说中国话“爱管闲事”讲得很对哈。你真正有爱，就会管他的闲事。
So Dr. Ye says there's a Chinese saying that we like to be nosy buddies, and actually it's true. If you love enough, you will be nosy.
你怎么会对爸爸那样子讲话呢？不应该这个样子的。你看到就应该去说的。
If you see something wrong, then you will try to correct it. That's not the way to talk to your dad.
或是你今天为什么对妈妈讲话撒谎呢
？Or why did you lie to your mom today?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看着而不管的话，这不叫爱。
If we see it, but yet we do not correct, that is not love.
那你说我这样去讲话破坏了我们的关系啊？或者他会不喜欢听，他会生气
？But then you might say, if I confront and correct, that would kind of destroy our relationship because they don't like to hear it.
那就说明我们的爱不够 ，love is not enough to confront.
That means we do not love enough to confront.
你真的爱他，你就必须去 confront， 你就必须帮助他从错误里面出来。
If you really love them, you have to confront to help them out of their wrongs.
啊，这个是不是就是爱
？And that is love.
其实是真正的爱。
And that is true.
圣经上说，焉有孩子，焉有儿子不被管教的？
The Bible says, "Is there any child not being disciplined?"
你看马路上孩子不乖，或是乱来，我不会去管他的。
Yes, if we see a child doing wrong on the street, we might not correct them.
只不过有时候也很难说。有一次我在 Safeway 看到那个小孩子。
It's hard to say. Once I was in Safeway and I saw a child.
这个妈妈在旁边买东西，这个孩子就拿着那个柳丁，还蛮丢来丢去的。
The mom was doing the shopping, and the kids were having a fight with oranges.
他妈妈看到你管都不管。
And then the mom saw it, but she did not do anything.
那虽然不是我的孩子，我实在看不过去了，我只好去说。
Even though they were not my child, but then I just cannot hold it anymore. I had to tell them.
但是就是说，如果是我的孩子，他连一个我都不会让他丢的，对不对？我怎么会让他丢那么多个，一句话都不说呢
？Because if they were my kid, I would not even allow them to throw one.
那上次我们还有一个姊妹说，她在这个。中国超市看到这个台湾不知道这个进口的龙眼还是荔枝，那个四十岁的孩子就站在那边现场剥着，一直吃一直吃一直吃，他好都不管。
She shared with me that she went to a Chinese market and she saw this teenager child eating lychee off the stand, and then the parents did not even correct them.
所以圣经上说不忍心管教孩子的伤害，他是把他推到阴间去，你知道吗
？So the Bible says if you do not correct your child, you're hating them and you're pushing them to hell.
你真的是在害这个孩子。
Because you're doing them wrong.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的爱一定要付代价，而且要舍己。
True love will have to pay a price to have self-denial.
有一次我到南加州讲道回来的时候，坐在 American Airlines 上面的 AA 航空公司。
Once I went to SoCal to preach and then came back on the American Airlines.
他那个杂志里面有一句话。
And I read a magazine. There was a statement on the magazine.
叫做 Rule Number One， 就是第一条最重要的 rule 啊。
It says a Rule Number One.
他说 ，If you don't take good care of your customer, somebody else will. 就是你如果不好好照顾你的客户的话，别人会帮你好好照顾他。哦，对不起，我还在等你翻译。大家听得懂这个话吗？
Do you understand?
在商场上，大家都是竞争的。
Yes, in business world, people compete.
啊，你 AT&T 不好好做，人家就到 Comcast 去了。
AT&T service is not good, then people will Comcast.
啊，你麦当劳不好，人家就到 Burger King 去了。
If you don't like McDonald, you can go to Burger King.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，你不好好照顾你的客户，别人一定会照顾的。
If you don't take good care of your customers, then other people will.
同样的，对我们的孩子是一样的。
It's the same thing with our children.
我们如果不好好照顾他。Somebody else will. 谁会照顾他？
If we don't take good care of our children,
世界的王啊，撒旦啊，
King of the world,
撒旦一直想要破坏神家的下一代。
Satan wants to destroy the next second generation.
从以色列历史开始就是这样。
Throughout the Israelite history, we can see that.
男孩全杀。
Satan tried to kill all the men.
耶稣诞生，整个 village 全杀。
And sometimes the entire village will be slaughtered.
因为这是仇敌要做的事情。
And that is the work of the enemy.
你我不照顾我们的孩子，仇敌一定会照顾他的。
If we do not take good care of our children, then the enemy will.
已经在照顾他了。
And they are already setting eyes on them.
他们说那些还没有杀。上小学没有上 kindergarten 的小朋友，一个月在家至少看一万个电视广告。
Do you know that even the average preschool kid will watch 10,000 commercials a month？
啊，他们心里面想的、看的、dream 的都是名牌。
All they think about, dream about is name brands。
好，那些 violence， 那些色情的东西，借着网络，年轻人一个礼拜57个小时，美国的孩子哈，57个小时在网络电视、电话、电影上面。
Average American teenager spend 57 hours on internet or multimedia.
我二十年前看到美国一个很有名的传道人讲，他说我们今天传道人在打一场非常辛苦的仗。
20 years ago, I heard a preacher says that today in America, we preachers are fighting a very fierce battle.
他说我们绝大部分的会众一整个礼拜里面不少的几十个小时、上百个小时活在世界里面。
Because the majority of our congregation spend numerous hours a week in the world.
而我们借着讲台一个小时，要叫他能够得胜，要让他能够爱神，要他能够奉献。他说这几乎是 mission impossible， 这是不可能的事情。
We preachers try to encourage them to love the world, to dedicate themselves to the world with 1 hour preaching a week. That is almost mission impossible.
你想我们今天跟孩子们花的时间 quality time 有多少？跟他花的 quality time 有多少
？Think about how much quality time we have with our children and the world with our children.
但是我们要感谢神的一件事情，就是网络里面没有爱哈，但是我们中间有爱的关系。
But there's no love on internet, but there's love with us.
孩子们真正需要呢，做过我不知道看过多少的统计，问过孩子们，孩子们心中对父母最大的一个期望就是希望有 quality time， 有更多的时间在一起。
I've read so many reports, and then they all say that number one desire of children is to have quality time with their parents.
那为什么后来变得他们都不想跟爸爸妈妈
？Why is that later on it becomes that they don't want to spend time with them?
因为世界的王用各样的方法来掳掠他们的心。
Because the king of the world has captured their hearts with all kinds of media.
在那里没有责备，没有要求，那在那里他就是 be free， 他就是可以 be himself。
In the world, there's no rebuke, no reproach, and they feel they can be free and to be themselves.
孩子们，这是很危险的事情。
Children, let me tell you that it's very dangerous.
你千万不要以为说我在这里找到了自己的地方。
Please do not think that in the world you have found your own place.
很多时候，所谓的 comfort zone， 舒服的地方，都是仇敌最可怕的地方。
Oftentimes, the comfort zone is the most scary place the enemy has.
那个整个黑暗的权势、仇敌的诡计、网络都在里面。
Because the entire power of darkness and the enemy's schemes are there.
凡是不能够带到光底下的都是危险。
Anything that cannot be brought under the light is dangerous.
我不是说你们不能够上网、不能够用这些东西，这是现在 life 生活里面必须要用到的。
I'm not saying that you cannot get online because now it's our life's necessity and lifestyle.
但是我们一定要小心这个东西。
But we have to be watchful.
弟兄姐妹，爱里面一定有牺牲的。
And then when we love, there will be sacrifice.
爱里面一定有舍己的。
And when we love, there will be self-denial.
所以有一个女孩子，她跟朋友出去，同学聚在一起。
And then when a girl gathered together with her friends.
她到9点钟还是9点半,
so they hang out until 9 or 9:30 and she says, I have to go home.
她的同学都在笑她, 啊, 你为什么那么好回去啊? 然后你怕你爸爸打你是不是?
And their friends were just mocking her, teasing her, why do you have to go home so early? Are you afraid of your dad?
啊, 你怕你的dad会hurt你吗?
Are you afraid that your dad might hurt you?
I said, no. 她说不是的,她说我是怕我会hurt她。
She says, no, I'm afraid that I might hurt him.
弟兄姊妹,这是爱。
And that is love.
因为她知道爸爸会担心,爸爸妈妈会担心她。
Because she knows that her parents will worry about her.
父母比较容易牺牲,比较容易有爱。
Yes, it is easier for parents to sacrifice.
我也希望孩子们,你们能够体会,能够了解,也知道用爱来回流,回报。
And I hope children, you will understand and learn to respond with love.
孩子们只要能够了解父母的苦心，对父母心就是最大的安慰。
The greatest comfort for parents is that their children can understand.
这个女孩子，她知道爸爸妈妈是为了关心她，她不是怕爸爸妈妈打她、生气她，而是怕爸爸妈妈担心，怕 hurt 爸爸妈妈。
See, this girl tends her father's heart, so she does not want to hurt her father's feelings.
另外一个小女孩有一身留的很漂亮的长头发，哈，大家都夸奖她的长头发。
And there was another girl. She wore long hair, and everyone praises her.
有一次她 overheard, 她听到爸爸跟她的老同学在那边客厅聊天。
And once she overheard her father's conversation with his friend.
她的爸爸跟我一样，现在头发掉得很快，所以已经开始秃了。
And then her father started to shave hair.
所以准备要去弄假发，这个人家就说，哎呀，这个外面这种塑胶假发不好，真的头发比较好。
And then, so he is trying to buy a wig, and then his friend says, the plastic ones are not good. It's better to use real hair for the wig.
这个女儿听见了以后，就一直天天很细心的照顾她的头发，照顾到最后把头发剪下来送给她爸爸。 So
after she overheard that, she started to take good care of her hair. And then afterwards, she cut it and gave it to her father. You know, such things will bring great comfort to the parents. Please do not think that you cannot do much. In order to honor and obey our parents, we need to deny ourselves as well.
有一个父亲也去事业几次，他非常的潦倒，非常的穷。
There was a father who lost job several times and then he's impoverished.
在他最痛苦、最挫折的时候,
while he was most frustrated and discouraged,
圣诞节,
Christmas time. And he found out that his daughter wrapped up a very beautiful gift for
her.
This little girl wrapped up a box for the dad. When the father opened up, and then he found out it was an empty box. So the father was very angry. I'm already so poor, and then you waste so much wrapping paper for this
empty box.
Why did you give me an empty box and waste all this wrapping paper?
It's not empty.
But then the girl was in tears. She said, Daddy, it's not empty.
她说不是空的，里面充满了我对你的kiss，我亲吻，我亲了一大堆要送给你的。
This is not empty because this box is full of the kisses I have for you.
哦，我那爸爸眼泪都下来，抱着他的女儿。
So this father held the daughter.
这个盒子一直留在他爸爸的床边。
So he has kept this box.
激励了他爸爸勇敢起来，继续的找工作，继续的奋斗。
Which encourages her father to continue to look for a job and continue to strive.
连女儿离家出去的这个盒子都还留在他的床头边。
Even after the daughter moved away, he still kept the box by his bedside.
真爱有很多方法的。
There are many ways to express true love.
真的爱会让我们愿意舍弃把最好的给他。
And we have true love, we're willing to sacrifice and give the best.
第二个讲到成长。
And the second way is to grow
借着成绩,
through building up and
educating.
This is a deeper love.
所以我们星期五刚刚交通过一个题目，让各个小组去讨论。
So on Friday, we had all the small groups that shared, discuss a question.
消极的爱是包容，是忍耐，是接纳而已。
So the passive love is to bear one another, to accept one another.
积极的爱其实是鼓舞，是扶持，而且是成全。
But yet, a more positive and active love is to encourage one another and to edify one another.
我们知道这是他的问题，但我说要帮助他成熟。
So, if we know that this is his problem, and I want to help him to grow and mature.
Brother Ernest 就是我们每年的校联会讲员，他曾经举过一个例子。
Brother Ernest once gave us an example.
他说他们在学校修课的时候，有时候偷懒，都去找那个会给分数比较高的老师啊。有没有干这种事情
？They were in college. They were all trying to find an easier professor that would give good grades.
他去拿一个老师给分数比较松，就去选修他的课。
So that they were doing research, trying to find out which one is the easiest professor and.Take class from him.
后来他听说有一个老师是你要什么他给你什么。
Then he heard there's a professor that he will give you whatever grade you ask.
所以他就去修了那个课。
So he went, he took that class.
然后他常非常的没去上课。
So he often skipped class.
等到学习快结束的时候，老师开始把每一个人叫到前面来。
At the end of the semester, the professor called everyone forward.
所以那天轮到 Brother Ernest 的时候，老师问他说：“你想要什么？”
That day, was Brother Ernest's turn, and the professor asked, "So what grade do you want?"
他说我当然想要 A， 好，那我想要 A。
Of course, I want an A.
Okay, 老师说你得到 A。
Okay, then you have it.
好，弟兄姊妹，就是这样子的老师，其实害了我们，对不对
？So such teachers, they don't do us any good.
他只是 please 你，他没有真正的帮助。
They're just trying to please you, but they don't really help.
所以爱里面一定有成全。
If we love, we will try to edify.
有一个小故事，讲到一个非常有名的作家，他从小没有两只手。
There's a story about a famous writer. He grew up without any arms.
他大概才三岁左右。
When he was about 3 years old.
他有一个朋友亲戚到他家来。
A relative came to his house.
然后看见这个小孩子三岁没有两只手，在那边很吃力的在那边穿衣服穿毛衣。
And then the relative saw this little child, 3 year old, trying very hard to put on clothes without any arms.
然后他的妈妈站在旁边。动都不动。
And the mother stood by the child, did not do anything.
看不过去，他跟他妈说：“你为什么不帮助他？为什么不帮助他呢？”
The relative did not stand up and asked the mom, "Why don't you help him?"
他妈妈说 ：“I am helping him. 我就是在帮他。”
The mom says, "I am helping him."
因为他不可能跟他一辈子的。
Because I cannot be with him all whole.
他要让这个孩子从小不要有自卑感，从小要独立，从小要能够自己照顾自己。
She wants the child to grow up without feeling ashamed about himself and learn how to.
所以，生命记三十二章讲到我们的神是在旷野里面遇见我们，环绕我们，看顾我们，保护我们的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 says, "Our Lord met us in the wilderness, and He surrounded us and protected us."
第九节的神大家都喜欢啊，看顾我们，保护我们，保护我们像保护眼中的瞳仁。
We all like that verse. Verse 9 says, "He protected us as an apple of His eye."
但是第九节的神也是第十节的神，就是草动阴潮。而老鹰从这个小鹰从巢里面给翻出来的。
But then the same God in verse 9 is also the same God in verse 10 that He will stir up the eagle's nest so that the little eagles have to be forced to fly.
从前都是喂他们吃，什么都照顾他们，现在把我从山上翻下来了。
Before that He would feed them and take good care of them, and now He would stir up the nest and then so that the eagles have to fly.
这是更深的爱。
And that is a deeper love.
这叫做成全的爱。
And that is love that edifies.
中国的父母爱孩子是爱到。远远超过该有的，我们不应该讲爱好，照顾孩子远远超过我们该做的。
Sometimes Chinese parents took care of the children, and sometimes they do too much.
所以我昨天那天在新南组，我讲到几年前，我陪我爸妈到南加州去参加这个 Saddleback 的大教会的聚会 ，Rick Warren 那天在讲一件事情。
Last Friday, last week I shared with a newcomers group that I went.With my parents one time to Saddleback Church, and then.
他们曾经对美国很多的人，大概好几千个父母亲做过调查。
And then the Saddleback Church, the message said that they had taken statistics of many thousands of parents in America.
如果你重新做一次父母，哪一件事情是你最需要改正
？And then they asked so many parents, if you can do it all over again, what are you going to improve?
排行榜第一名的是说决定要。为孩子们做更少的事情，然后训练他们独立。
Number one thing is always that I will do less for my children so that they can be more independent.
这是美国的爸妈，还不是中国人的爸妈。
These are American parents, not Chinese parents.
我们已经觉得美国爸妈太狠心了，和三岁小孩没有两只手，还不帮他穿衣服。
Sometimes we even think American parents are kind of too cruel that they will not even.How about the 3-year-old without arms?
我们中国的孩子可能到四岁，你还在帮他穿衣服。
For Chinese parents, they probably help their children to dress when they're in teens.
你吃香蕉都要帮他剥皮，你不知道干嘛了你。
Peeled bananas for them.
啊，我们最近养孩子，很多人看那个《Boundary》这本书哈，界限。
Recently, a lot of parents are reading the Boundary about raising.
里面就讲到一个例子，就是这个姊妹到一个朋友家，她的孩子已经十几岁了，正在帮他收拾房间。
So the author says he or she went to this friend's house and see that this mom is helping to clean up the room for her teenager. So the friend, he was so surprised. What are you doing? My child is too busy. He has no time to clean up his room, so I'm doing for him.
他前面是问他说 What are you doing? 他后面等一阵问他说你知不知道你在做什么
Then he says, Do you know what you're doing?
你在培养一个太 self-centered 的孩子。
You are raising self-centered children.
不负责任的孩子。
You are raising irresponsible.
你有没有想到将来谁娶了她，谁嫁给她，你已经害的那个人。
Do you know that you are actually doing wrong to his future spouse?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们中国孩子真的，我们中国父母真的做太多。
So we Chinese parents are actually doing too much.
请你们不要生我的气哈，孩子们。
Please don't get offended, young people.
我就是 care enough.
Because I cared enough to confront that.
回到家帮爸爸妈妈洗碗做菜，这些都是当然的，不要把它认为是do 爸爸妈妈 a favor.
So when you go home and help washing the dishes and cooking, it's reasonable. Don't think that you're doing your parents a favor.
不然将来大了，我们都是一脆皮，我们没有力量去面对挑战。
Otherwise, when we grow up, we become so fragile. We have no inner strength to face challenges.
我们没有对别人给我们的责备跟纠正。
And we have no capacity to take correction.
因为中国的父母一直说要鼓励他，要建立他的信心啊，要帮助他。能够勇敢，我们都是绝对在鼓励他。
Because we oftentimes we Chinese parents only focus on encouraging them so that they can build up their self confidence and self esteem.
这个也要做得合乎正道，你做过头了，你就是害了他。
But yet we have to do it appropriately. If we overdo it, we are actually doing them wrong.
将来他没有那个 capacity 去面对人生的失败和困难，所以现在自杀的人越来越多，是年轻人。
Otherwise, when they grow up, they have no capacity and strength to face failures. That's why so many young people commit suicide.
他们失恋就不想活了，考不上学校就不想活了，找不到工作不想活了。
They lose strength and hope to live on if they have broken relationship or they failed a school or failed a job.
因为从小他在你面前都是被你夸夸夸夸夸。
Because they growing up being praised and praised only.
就是我讲话哈，决定要鼓励他们，要赞美他们。
I'm not saying that we should not praise or encourage our children. Yes, we do.
要合乎正道。
But we should do it appropriately.
第三个讲到传承。
Thirdly, we need to pass along.
属灵的生命、属灵的见证、属灵的责任，都是要代代相传的。
The testimonies and the spiritual responsibilities we all have to pass on.
我上次讲到哈，父母亲不管借着有声的言语、无声的。这个言语就是都在讲话。
Actually, parents are preaching a message, whether it's by words or deeds.
孩子们都在看。
And our children are watching.
孩子们都在听。
And our children are listening.
不知不觉你已经影响他了。
Before you know it, you're already influencing your children.
以前我们中间有一个姊妹做了一件很残忍的事情，你们不要学。
There was a sister at our church before. She did something very cruel.
她有一次在那里带那些小孩子的时候。
Once she was leading the children.
她说：“来，我们现在你们每一个人来表演你爸爸妈妈。”
And she says, "Okay, now all children come and try to imitate your parents."
哇，那些小孩子都是才四岁五岁的，哈，个个都表现他爸爸表现得很像。
And these children are like 4 or 5 year old, and they do a good job imitating their parents.
你给我站住，抓清楚。
Stand still and then explain to me.
所以每个爸爸妈妈听到他那天做的这件事都很紧张，说我的。
So when parents heard about this, they all got very nervous and asked the teacher, "So what did my child do?"
啊，我们家的孩子选他妈，快走，来不及了，我的钥匙呢？
And then my child imitate the mom, says, "Hurry! We are almost late. And then, where's my key?"
那我说他们表演我什么？
And then so I asked, "So what did they do?"
拿麦克风，请大家打开以赛亚的书。
was holding a microphone and says, please turn to the book of Isaiah. So they all learned and then they all imitated
him.
So that day, the teacher saw, she had a good time watching. Because our children are watching their parents. So parents, be careful. Because you're passing on something.
So there's
a saying that maybe you close the door and then say something within your household that no one else heard, but it would be passed on through the
generation. 爸爸妈妈在这个人面前都跟他嘻嘻哈哈没事问候问爱背后可以批评他
Do our parents, do our children learn that we can be double-sided and two-faces? One that we play outside and one plays
妻子怎么吵架夫妻怎么样相处通通都影响孩子你不要以为我们重视孩子注意力都在孩子夫妻次要
Please do not think that we can only focus attention on the children and neglect the relationship between husband and wife.
你怎么跟你的太太跟你的先生过生活，孩子们通通看，而且通通影响他们。
How you live with your spouse greatly affects our children.
你怎么处理挫折？
And how do you handle frustrations?
我们怎么处理失败？
How do we face failures?
我们怎么样去面对困难？
How do we face challenges?
你怎么样侍奉神？
How do you serve God?
你到底对神的态度是什么？孩子们通通都在看。
What's your attitude toward God? Our children are watching.
礼拜天随便就不来聚会，脱离带神的来聚会，孩子们通通都看到了。
If you easily skip Sunday meetings or you drag your feet to church, your children are watching. They know.
所以我一个多礼拜前，我看到 Leadership 杂志里面有一个小小的故事，我讲完就快要完了。
Lastly, I want to share with you a story I read from Leadership magazine about a week ago.
有一个。 这个曾经被神用的一个仆人叫 Gordon MacDonald， 他在 Leadership 里面写了一篇文章。
Servant of God Gordon MacDonald， he wrote an article on Leadership magazine.
他写他读Steve Jobs 传记完了以后，他的一些感触。
He wrote about his thoughts and feelings after reading the biography of Steve Jobs.
这个苹果电脑的这一号人物，几乎很大的走向，也改变了很多人的 lifestyle。
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, he greatly influenced the world and changed the lifestyles of many people.
中间有一个故事非常 impressive.
There's a story that really impressed me.
他从小被他爸妈 abandoned， 然后爸妈不养他。
Steve Jobs was abandoned when he was little, and so he was adopted.
收养他的家庭，这个他的父亲是在驻金山海防部队的一个退伍的一个人啊，这个。 Coast Guard 的一个 veteran，
so his adopted father was a veteran at the Coast Guard veteran.
他对机器啦，对 carpentry 都非常就是这种 handyman 的这些东西，他非常熟练。
And his father is very familiar with the carpentry and machinery.
然后他就常常带着这个小 Steve 去做这些事情。
So he often took Steve with him while he was working.
所以当 Steve Jobs 人家帮他写传记的时候，他就特别提及其中的一件事情。
So when people writing biography for Steve Jobs is especially mentioned that.
他说我的养父是一个非常做事认真的。Because
my foster father, he works very diligently and seriously.
他说他连涂这个篱笆啊，给篱笆上油漆的时候。Even
when he was painting the fence.
他说这个 fence 的背面，甚至转角，甚至很角落的地方。 他都要求他要做的像外面别人看得到一样的 quality 一样的品质。He
requires this child to paint even the corner or the back with the same quality as the outward part.
那是他爸爸一生做事的态度。And
that is his working ethic.
所以他这件事情对他影响很大，甚至其实也就影响了整个 Apple Computer 他们的 philosophy 他们做事的原则。And
that affected Steve Jobs and the same. Way of philosophy at Apple Computer.
他不管做 iPad、 iPhone 这个 iPad， 他基本一般人你都不能打开来的，你不能看到里面的。So
when usually you cannot open iPhone or iPad or iPod.
他的原则就是我们所有做的东西都是最高的品质，你不需要知道内部，我们的内部as good as outside.
So his philosophy is that you will never need to open up iPhone or iPad because the quality inside is just as well as the quality outside.
看不到的地方，我们决定都是用一流的品质。就像你外面看见的 iPhone、iPad、iPad， 怎样吸引你，我们里面一样是最高品质。
Just like how you are attracted by the high quality outwardly, we will have the same quality inside these instruments.
所以别人讲到 Apple， 一个是贵，一个就是 quality， 这是印象最深刻的两件事。
So、people,
然后很好用 ，powerful。
So when people talk about Apple products, the first thing they say is expensive but good quality and easy to use.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望说，当我们在这里不讲话，或是我们怎么生活、怎么侍奉、怎么样子夫妻相处，所有的事情，孩子们通通都看在眼里。
We may not be seeing anything, but how we do things, how we deal with our spouse, and how we serve God, they're all being watched by our parents, our children.
同样的故事，在我结束的时候，我也想提醒孩子。
So before I end, I also want to encourage and remind young people.
那天我看到这个故事的时候，我很佩服他这位养父。有这么好的见证跟榜样。
That story, I really admire this the foster father for his testimony.
然后我也想了一个问题。
Then I thought about the question.
我想，如果他是我们在座的人，是我们的爸爸，你会怎样对他这样子的态度有回应？你是怎么样子回应于他这样子的态度
？Can say if his foster father is our father.
如果变成我们的爸爸呢
？Okay, it becomes as our father. How will we respond to such?
或是说，我们的爸爸对我们有这样子要求的时候，我们会不会像 Steve Jobs 这样子觉得，哇，这是一个好处，我要学
？In other words, if our father requires with such detail and quality, will we respond, and say that, wow, this is great. I want to learn that.
他用这么谦卑、正面的态度来回应他爸爸对他的要求。
Because he responded to his father's requirement with such positive and humble attitude.
那我们会怎么回应？我们会觉得，爸爸，你怎么这么啰嗦？你怎么这么不讲理？你怎样子这样子的这个 picky？
Will we respond the same way, or we might complain and say that our father is so picky and unreasonable?
所以一个人卓不卓越、成不成功，在神有手中有没有价值，对人带来的祝福有多大，通通最大的问题都不在于外面。
So the key element of determining if we will be successful and useful in God's hands are not outwardly.
而是在于我们的态度，在于我们用什么态度做回应他。
But it depends on our attitude and how we respond.
我们用什么态度去接受圣经上给我们的教导，来扮演我们的角色
？How we receive the instructions from the Bible to play our role？
我们用什么样子的态度来回应我们人生中各种的人际关系、各种不同的遭遇
？What kind of attitude do we have when we respond to all kinds of life events or challenges or relationships？
我们用什么态度来珍惜神主宰的权柄所给我们设立的关系？他成为我的爸爸妈妈。他成为我的孩子。
How we cherish the relationship that God has given us out of His sovereignty, our parents and our children.
我希望今天父亲节的这篇信息对我们在座大人孩子都再是一个提醒。
I hope that this message on Father's Day will serve as a reminder for all parents and children.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
如果有人有感动。两三句带领我们祷告，甚至包括孩子们，我也鼓励你们，如果愿意祷告，可以开口祷告。
If you feel moved, please go ahead and pray.
好的。
Like I would want to give you thanks for this message today. Yeah, that you free us from the kingdom of this world. Father, we don't want to be influenced by them, but Father, we want to learn the things of you. Father, thank you for providing these guardians, Lord, and our parents who are in charge of taking care of us. Father, give us the humility and willingness to change and to adapt, no matter what our mindset is now, but let us just be able to transform the spiritual.
Amen.
主，我们感谢赞美你，你在这说话时，我
话，你怎样说圣经，怎样诠释？主啊，祝福你自己的话，祝福在座的每位做父母的。主啊，让他们真实照着主的心意在主里教养他们，让他们属天的智慧从你神那里充满他们，他们真实你属天的智慧跟属天的聪明。主啊，让他们在凡事上做儿女的好的榜样，在儿女面前出入在教会之中，凡事都荣耀神。
谢谢。
我们在这里求你祝福这些做儿女的们。主啊，为这些青少年对待，我们向你献上感谢跟赞美。感谢你在人家心里更多亲心爱主的青少年儿童。主，我们赞美之外，我们就将荣耀感谢归给你，将顺服敬畏耶和华的灵赐给他们。哦，在主里听从父母、孝敬父母的灵教化他们。主啊，让他们终身蒙福，再次产生终身，哦，主啊，都能够献给神的人。耶稣，我们赞美敬拜你。为了下一代，我们仰望交在你的手中，当你成人的时候，托住万有，主啊，全能的手膀，你托住了他们，主啊，你引导他们，让他们成为神家的祝福，成为神儿女家中的祝福。主，我们的心赞美敬拜你。但愿你在这个教会得到完完全全的荣耀。但愿在这个教会吸引更多爱你的人。主啊，不做儿女的都单单的爱你。唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。我们一生赞美，我们一生敬拜，我们高举荣耀你的名，直到永远。奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。阿门。时刻的感谢。
For our hearts, thank you.
使得你的爱永远都在我们的心中掌权。
Because your love always reigns in our hearts.
让我们知道怎样做父母，怎样做孩子。
So that we know how to be parents and children.
使得我们虽然都不完全。
Yes, we are all imperfect.
但是我们却是愿意真心相爱。
We're willing to love one another.
虽然我们都不完全。
Yes, we are imperfect.
但是我们谢谢你还把时间、把机会留给我们。
Yeah, thank you for still giving us chances.
让我们可以一起在你的爱中，在你的话语上继续长进。
That we can continue to grow in your love and your words.
我们回到圣经，回到起初，我们活出我们该有的样子。
So we can go back to the Bible, to the beginning, and to live the way you intended.
在今天这个父亲节的里面，我们不光感谢你这位慈爱的天父。
On this Father's Day, not only that we thank you, the loving Heavenly Father.
真的谢谢你这样子的爱我们。
Thank you for loving us so much.
我们也特别为着我们在座所有做父母的向你祷告。
We also pray for all the parents here.
纪念他们的辛劳。
Remember their labors.
祝福在座的每一位父亲在家中能够扛起属灵的责任。
Bless all the fathers that they will be able to take on the spiritual responsibility in their house.
也让我们家中的孩子们跟世界上的孩子们不一样。
And we pray that our children will be different from the children in the world.
让他们懂得体谅父母，孝顺父母。
That they will be able to understand their parents and honor obey their parents.
但愿在我们中间出来的孩子真的是不一样。
We pray that our children will be different.
大大的祝福我们。
But greatly bless us.
让我们不管自己是不是有孩子， 我们一起来为神家养育下一代。
Whether we have our own children or not, that together we will raise up the next generation.
让我们神家的祝福、见证和使命能够代代相传。
So that the blessing, testimony, and commission of the church can be passed on.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.